So Tim, take us away with takeaways. Kick us off.
Yes, so much amazing stuff. So we started with honest, no BS. How is data and AI transforming leadership? And you said, well, it's kind of a cluster. You know, you've got the CDO, the CIO, the CTO, the CDAO. There's no clarity on the division of labor. What's going on? What are we trying to accomplish? And you said there's like three main reasons why it's a cluster. Like one, the people accountable for things aren't always willing to step up. Like, oh, we'll figure it out when you get here. That doesn't always happen. Two, with Gen AI coming onto the landscape, that, you know, there you've got these technical people moving up in the leadership ladder, but they don't always have the coaching or the knowledge or the skills to really be effective leaders yet, right? So we need to figure out how to turn their IQ into EQ. And then finally, the third thing you mentioned, that leaders are trained how to build a team, be adaptable and be agile. That's ideally what's happening. With AI and everything that's going on, all the changes that are happening, agility and the ability to react to this oh shit moment, right, is going to be really key here. So I thought that was a great way to kick things off. Juan, over to you. What about your takeaways?
Well, I'm going to continue everything. So many notes. So how do we navigate this cluster, right? I guess the honest no BS is just we're still figuring it out, right? Every 2 years, there's something happening in the industry that the workforce is shifting. So, but there's always an increase of strategic priorities. Developing the product and the capability, that's the easy thing, but the commercialization, the marketing, the scale, like that's the hard, and that's something that you don't do in 6 months at all. Relentless communication, that's a t-shirt, right? If you're trying to go scale, you must do it at multiple levels, executives, middle management, individual contributors, and you must repeat the message. You will be, you know you're being successful if you are tired of repeating that message. But what are you actually communicating? Well, it really depends on the organization. Is it a data and AI strategy? Is it a product market fit? And I like how we went off of the discussion in two parts. At the practitioner level, right? If you're a data architect, data scientist, data engineer, it feels like you're just doing tactical things at the office, right? But you are a link in this chain, and this chain is connected, and everything you do day to day matters because it's part of that link and it serves a purpose. And you really should understand what that link is and where that goes, because that's a big picture. You understand your link, how it connects. And it helps you when you're frustrated to get unfrustrated. And also when others get frustrated, you can help them. Now, on the kind of on the leadership and executive point of view, it's not just about your link anymore. It's that you have everyone else's links that's forming a chain. So on communication, it has to be short and succinct. It's not about coming in and giving your point of view and saying, hey, here's what we're going to go do. That comes after you build those relationships and establish that trust that you say here is what, then you're going to go do that. After the first 3 months, you say when you go in, you need to be able to intimately understand what's going on. You ask those questions. What do you think my job is? What should we start doing that we haven't? What should we stop doing? What should we keep doing? And what's your perception about my team? I also like, I do this all the time too. What is the magic wand? If a magic wand, what would you do? What would you automatically want? Go to every happy hour, be social. Don't talk about work. Just really need to build those relationships. And then from a team and people perspective, right? I think if you inherit a team, you have folks who've been around for a long time. There's a lot of seniority. I mean, you can't always have a transition plan because there's actually going to be no ROI on that. So you have to really understand, do you have a budget to hire people? Can you cherry pick from other teams? And this is a big struggle with companies who, look, they say they want to go innovate and transform, but are they actually being up for the change? What is the common playbook? I think companies one of the things you said is one of the things I said, look at my nose here. You have to be careful not to disrupt the business continuity. So especially large companies you may have to make change, then recruit, change their recruit. This applies especially for a lot of the larger companies. And maybe I like this one. Maybe you're meeting with your LT weekly. You should also do LT plus one monthly. We talked about Gen Zs. And I think this is one thing is like every generation complains about the previous generation. Remember the boomers were in order to Gen X. Gen X was about the millennials. Millennials are struggling with Gen Z. So, hey, you know what? It's up to us now, right? And I don't care. I like this. I don't care if you work 3 hours or 68 hours. Or I like this. Show up for your teams. Don't be checked out. When you're assigned things, get it done. Be accountable. Don't do it half-assed. Do it with quality. Not only you should be proud of it, your leader should be proud of it. And third, just level up. And I like how you said, you hire for grit, for gumption and tenacity. And then your book, so much stuff in your book that I think everybody should be a must read. I mean, I think it is already a must read and I can't wait to get it. I'm going to call it the Honest No BS Book of Data Strategy, Data AI Strategy.
Maybe post it and call it that. I love it.
Anyways, there's still so much more. I got more notes. Anything we missed?
Honestly, cut out and edit 52 minutes of our conversation and just end with the summary and takeaways that you guys had. So feel free if that's what you want to do.
All right. To wrap it up quickly, what's your advice? Who should we invite next? What resources do you follow?
Ooh. My advice is don't get complacent ever. Don't ever feel like you've got it. And as soon as you feel like, okay, I know my space and I'm hot shit, it probably means you're further back than you think. Don't ever get complacent. Always evolve, always adapt. And it sounds easy, but you'd be amazed at how many people I meet who are like, I am amazing at this. I'm like, that's fantastic. But that's like one thread in the quilt. Like, the picture is bigger. Who you should invite. Okay, I'm gonna have to come back only because I am a lover of people, and there's so many brilliant and smart individuals that I feel like if I call one out and not the other, it wouldn't suit it. But a name does pop up. His name is Owen Rogers. He actually worked and was a partner at IDEO. So he is this creative mastermind that loves tech. So he really knows how to interlock creativity and technology. One of my former bosses, Jay Schneider, as well, he's the one that taught me all about product development and having high standards with anything you put out in the market. And then in terms of what you should read, I have like 9 different books that are open. And then that's why I struggle reading all of them. But Business Made Simple by Donald Miller, Tim Ferriss, Ray Dalio, Noah Kagan, which I love, The Million Dollar Book. I just read that one, The Million Dollar Business. I would start with those. I think it'll ground you, and of course my book, but it'll ground you and give you a sense of just how things are done at a different level that we're not involved with, but we are. We just don't know about it. And that's the start to leadership and communication and selling without selling. I don't do hard sells whatsoever, but the subtleties really, really matter. So those are the ones I would recommend.
So thank you so much for such an amazing and truly honest, no BS conversation. And as always, thanks to Get Out World, who lets us do this every week. Cheers. Thank you so much. And looking forward to seeing you in the next one.
On its way. Take care. Bye-bye.